Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, a couple of weeks ago at Produce in the Park, someone said to me, you know, I really enjoyed hearing about the foods, the produce on Backyard and Beyond. So I thought, well, that made one person happy. I don't know about others, but I thought that's what we'd talk about again today. So whether you shop at Produce in the Park, other farmers markets, or even at your local supermarket, the information should be helpful. We're going to talk about eggs, greens, and kale specifically. So starting with eggs, I'm today at Produce in the Park, 4:30 to 6:30 in Atlantic City Park. The tasting sample is going to be several varieties of deviled eggs. So, of course, if you're going to have deviled eggs, you need to start with hard-cooked eggs. And just a couple of things about eggs. One is if you're going to hard cook them, then they could be stored in the shells for at least a week. So they're handy snacks. You know, you can just pick one up on the go and peel it and take it with you. And one of the really good snacks for you. If you go ahead and peel them, and, you know, you say, well, I'm not making the deviled eggs right now. But once it's peeled, it should be used within a day. So the best thing to do if you're going to keep them for a while, up to a week, is to leave them in the shells. In terms of buying fresh eggs, well, they keep a long time, especially if you leave them in the carton. And whether you're buying them at the, no matter where you buy them, you're probably going to get them in some kind of carton. Leave them in the carton. That helps to keep the air from evaporating around them. And 4 to 5 weeks at a minimum. But the interesting thing is that eggs really don't spoil. Usually, if they're kept in the refrigerator, they're just going to dry out. So if you had an egg for a really long time and you try to crack it, it probably would just be dried up in there. But don't leave them around that long. Just go ahead and eat them within that 4 to 5 weeks, or why not within a week? There's so many different ways to use eggs. So keep them in the refrigerator, of course. The leaving them out on the counter, for instance, if I'm not sure why anybody would do that, but one day at room temperature has the same effect of deteriorating the egg as a week in the refrigerator. So they belong in the refrigerator in a cool spot, probably not in the door. Actually, that's not the coldest spot in your refrigerator. Probably on a shelf that's near the meat drawer, perhaps. This might be the coldest spot in your refrigerator, a good place to keep those eggs if you're going to keep them for a while. So, about eggs, come and do some tasting today. And, of course, there are other ways, several ways to do hard-cooked eggs, and we'll have some of that information, too. Well, moving on to greens, because greens have been very much available at the market. That's what's growing right now. And beyond that, of course, there are many other things. And that's just going to be expanding. We've been promised there'll be green beans next week. So it'll be interesting to see what's there. In addition to rhubarb, onions, I think the asparagus is over. But you have to look around. There's lots of different things there. Well, if you buy greens, and again, no matter where you buy them, if you're not going to use them immediately, and sometimes, you know, there's an amount there that you're not going to use in that day or the next day, how do you store them? Well, I've ran across an individual person who said, I wanted to do a little experiment with what was the best way to store greens. No matter what kind they were, you know, you don't want them to get slimy. You don't want them to wilt and all that sort of thing. So again, the best thing to do is to plan to use them within a few days, within a week. But she tried three different methods. One was to wash the greens, and of course many of them come pre-washed, and lay them out on paper towels to kind of let them get dried. Then roll them up in those paper towels and put them in a plastic bag. And her thinking is that the paper towels absorb excess moisture from the greens and keep them from getting slimy. And the sealed bag keeps the air from circulating in and out, which slows down the wilting process. Well, the second method was basically the same, using paper towels, but lining a hard-sided container, you know, a refrigerator, a plastic container that you might store other kinds of things in, but with a lid. So basically, she said, I put the paper towels in the container on the bottom, dumped all the greens in, put another paper towel on top, put the lid on. So it's very protected from other kinds of things in the refrigerator, and yet there's no air exchange. Third one I had never heard of. I've heard of it with storing paint, but never with greens, and that is to put all the greens in a plastic produce bag and blow into the bag, which puts carbon dioxide in there from your breath, and that's supposed to help keep the greens fresh. So then she checked them after 5 days. And I would say that's an appropriate time. If you don't use them within a day or two, probably up to 5 days would be best. She said, no difference in the quality of the greens after that amount of time, no matter which of these three methods. After 7 days, well, the one with the puff of air in it was beginning to really reduce in quality. The other two were still the same. And after that, you know, after 7 days, well, some greens, actually, those that you get fresh at a farmer's market will keep much longer than that. But the best thing to do is to use them up. So her final results in terms of what she liked best was the one in the box with the paper towel. She thought that kept best. I thought an interesting experiment that a person did and that could be of use to you. So of all the greens, and there are mixed greens available of various kinds, kale is still one of the greens that's available early and continues to be available during the season. Now, we probably are over that most popular thing. You know, for a couple of years ago, that was all we heard of, kale, and people go, so tired of hearing kale. And we tried different ways to make kale more delicious, more, you know, where we'd want to eat it, including the kale chips. And kale is a very versatile vegetable. But one of the things is that it can be bitter, especially if it gets a little older, growing a little older, a little bigger, depends somewhat on the variety. And it's kind of tough. And one of the good reasons it's good for you, it provides a lot of roughage. But if you haven't tried this, and the kale lovers have already done this, but if you haven't, here's the time to get some kale and try this. You massage it. What, you know, you can just use it raw in terms of remove those stems, and just, this would be a good job for kids, is to rough it up in your hands. Take a bundle of it and just move it around your hands, massage it. And it starts breaking down some of those fibers, some of those cellulose that makes it a little less stiff, a little less hard. If you'd like, you can add a little olive oil to that when you're doing that process, or a little salt, or a little vinegar, or a dressing with vinegar in it. Now your hands are, of course, going to get a little messy unless you have gloves on. But the olive oil and the salt and the vinegar, all of those kind of help break down the cellulose also. And you already have it kind of started to be dressed. Another thing to do is to slice it into little thin ribbons. And then, you know, you don't have to use kale all by itself. It's a great addition to other salad greens. Adds some dark bright green color, adds a different kind of look if you've cut it into strips, and it just kind of fluffs it up, actually. And it's just a nice addition to that. Now, some people are saying, I don't need to go to all that work. I just like it. I just eat it, you know, raw from the leaf. Hey, that's great. But if you're not one of those people, then doing a few other things to it is helpful. Kale also is good in soup. There are a number of people who have said, I have a really great recipe with kale in it. One that I ran across was sausage, potato, and kale soup. You can also make pesto out of it. You don't just have to have basil to make pesto. You can make pesto out of most everything that's green, including kale. Kale could also be sautéed or steamed, or, you know, other ways to use it by itself with some seasonings, or again, add it to other things. It's great in a salad, for instance. Let's go back to the salads with added fruit or nuts, or, you know, just put it in with your salad and maybe appreciate it more if you have a few additions with it. So stop by your farmer's market, and we hope to see you today at Produce in the Park between 4:30 and 6:30. Those fresh local foods are great.